It is an awesome brand new week. Thank you so much for spending your time listening to Digital Parenting with Evelyn Cassina. And I'm happy to be going into the topics of our podcast. And we will just begin by discussing parenting in a digital age and what that looks like, what that means. And without further ado, I would like to just begin by saying one of the things that I find interesting when it comes to parenting, and especially at this particular time where our kids are spending much of their time virtually than physically, is to be grounded by values. And I love the conversation of values because it is so important, not just for me, but even for the children. And one of the conversations that I find intriguing when I ask parents what are their values, they would tell me different things. You know, I'm a person of integrity, I uphold honesty, I love keeping time. And then once they're done giving me that different sets of values, I ask them, and what are your family values? And some of them actually do take a pause. And it's important for you to take a pause because you have individual values. And there are those values that you uphold as a family, because when you're raising children, you're not raising them in a vacuum. And so we get to start interrogating the real sense of the ecosystem of the child and the set of values. And when it comes to family values, of course, there are certain things that when you're bringing in partnership in raising children, or even if you're doing it by yourself, there are certain things that you uphold as values. And when we start threshing that out, it's interesting because, yes, people do understand that they have certain values because they believe that that is what makes their belief system. And so one of the very fundamental questions I ask parents then after is, do your children actually know your family values? And at that point, you know, there's some silence or some laughter or some awkward, you know, or some awkward moment. And I think that's where I would love to have a deeper conversation with the people who are listening to this particular podcast. Now, it is very important for people to know who they are individually. I mean, it is one of the things that, one of the best things that you can do for yourself, knowing who you are. But above knowing who you are, you need to understand why you are who you are. And when we start looking at values, and I will just, you know, begin by explaining my own, you know, I am tailored and I am wired to act military-wise because of my upbringing. The environment that I grew up in was in a military barracks, and there are things that have to be done in a certain way, hence the military style. And I have been accustomed to that I have brought it actually into my adulthood and into my parenting, that it has actually even shaped one of my personalities, because I am a choleric melancholic. And you know how melancholics, you know, work with systems, work with timings, work with, you know, structured environments. And so one of the values that I uphold in terms of is, I really, really love timekeeping. And I think it is because of my upbringing. And so I make sure that the people who are around me understand the importance of them keeping time and the importance of communication, because I do believe even if you're not going to keep time, you will have the decency and the audacity to just, you know, communicate and express that delay. And so my children actually do understand that, because I do not want to set myself up by assuming that they know that mom loves timekeeping. So if I don't do this, I will not do that. I make sure that is not, it is communicated in the way that it's supposed to be communicated. And so we've had this discussion of value systems with them, and I've sat with them and asked them, what are your values? And then I realized, oops, with children sometimes the word values is actually a very, very big word. And so I lowered it down and I tailored it to their understanding. And I asked them, what behaviors are important to you? Because values are actually, they shape behaviors. So what behaviors are important to you? And at which point they will start speaking about the things that they do believe are important to them. And then I've asked them to go to their homes and discuss with their parents what their family values are. And this is a conversation that very many people I interact with ask me, Evelyn, what is important? Why do you keep insisting on values? And I'll give an example of how times have changed and how different people bring narratives and experiences from their childhood into their adulthood, and how that shapes conversations and how that shapes narratives. You realize when we were growing up, I grew up in the 80s and in the 90s, before, you know, the whole internet exploded, we had a lot of physical interaction where, I mean, we would wake up in the morning and just play until evening. And you would find yourself in the house, you know, either, you know, answering the call of nature or you're hungry. But basically, a lot of our time was spent with people physically. Actually, it was even, it's important for me to point this out at this point, because we had TVs, yes, we had radios, yes, but the state had programmed us in such a way that we do not have dedicated channels for certain things. And so we would know that at 4 p.m., that's when our cartoons start. There's a time for news, and then there's a time for, then we would, there was Bold and the Beautiful and Sunset Beach. So that is our cue. That would be our cue to go to sleep, because that was content that was not palatable for us as children. And we understood that. We were programmed by the state. So in essence here, the state was controlling our screen time as children. And so coming to this day and age where now we are parents, we are digital immigrants who are raising digital natives, we are in a space where first is the technology, so the TVs have become a bit redundant, because if your child has a smart gadget, literally they could be doing anything on the internet. You know, if they're on YouTube, they could get any and all content that they desire to have. But however, if you look at our TV programming, especially, we have dedicated channels for music, for movies, for cartoons, for news. So it depends on what content you want to consume, and you will choose from that. And this brings me to the conversation of values, because our environment is shaping us differently from what we had. And if you're not grounded in values, you're not able to make concrete or healthy decisions at some point. And you do realize, even as we discuss fundamental things like honesty, fundamental things like being truthful to yourself and integrity, because I do believe that children need to really, really be explained to the difference between honesty and integrity. We need to be able to have children who decide and make decisions because they're integrous, that when I'm online, I'm going to do certain things, and when I experience unhealthy content, this is where I draw the line. And you will realize if a child cannot make such decisions, it's because they have not engaged their value systems. They've not engaged their belief system. And so this conversation about values is very paramount to me, and it should be discussed with from both parents, guardians, educators, but trickled down to the children in the manner that they can understand the content. And I have found that having these conversations with my children and expressing them and going ahead to live by them, they get to understand why it is important. I will give an example of my child one time just lied to me about a very simple thing, making chocolate. So my daughter really wanted to have some chocolate. And I had asked her that when she needs to do something, and especially with the scissors or the knife, she needs to ask for help, because she's at an age where she could easily make mistakes and injure herself. And so she went and took a pack of milk, and I love the independence, actually. She took a pack of milk, she took a scissors, she snipped it out, and she put some milk in her cup and some water and she put it in the microwave. So when I had my microwave sounding, I asked, Natasha, what are you doing? And she lied. But I let her finish what she was doing. She had her chocolate. And then we sat and I had to interrogate the lie. And I asked her, what are our beliefs? What are our values as a family? And one of the things that I keep repeating is, I'd rather be told the truth, deal with it, than be told a lie and deal with a lie. And so, of course, she had to pause. She had an awkward silence moment, and we had to discuss the lie. And for me, what was important was for her to understand that it's not me minding that she's being independent. I know she wants to demonstrate independence. But until I get to see that she's able to handle sharp objects by herself, I need to be around her when she's doing it. And I had to explain it to her, demonstrating how injuries happen in the kitchen. And when you lie, if someone was, I mean, I'm just thinking, if something were to happen to her and she got injured and she had to hide it because she didn't want to get into trouble, it would have been a whole different situation. And so I do believe that having the value conversation, as difficult, as awkward as it might sound, is something that is very important, because you get to ground your children. And one of the other things that I do believe in terms of having a values conversation or a belief system conversation with your children, your family, and especially the whole ecosystem, people who are in have access to your child, is because when they go to the internet and when they go to the virtual world, they intermingle with people of all walks of life. And so your children will intermingle with people of different religions, different races, different sexes, different orientations. And that can be very confusing if you've not had a pre-conversation with them. You realize that they will start having issues about bullying, issues about identity, issues about, you know, belief systems, and they start getting conflicted. Why are you thinking like that? And we need to be able to just have very honest conversations with our children, because unlike us, who used to spend physical time with people so we would get to interact with them more, they are interacting with a wider variety of people who have different belief systems and values, and especially cultures. And so I have this conversation with parents, I have it with educators and guardians, and I tell them that this is the foundation, and that's why it is our first topic. Because once we capture and once we understand the importance and the relevance of having value systems, we start shaping narratives, we start shaping conversations, we start having children who can express themselves and also take expressions from other people. We have children who believe where they can draw lines, but children who also can be progressive in terms of having conversations with people of different orientations and people of different cultures. And I find the fact that we are raising an internet generation, because this is the digital world, I find that when you start empowering your children to understand their beliefs, to understand their values, they also start understanding respect. And this is a very fundamental thing. And I hope parents get to start understanding how children start respecting other people. I have my opinions, I have my beliefs, and I have my voice. However, if I am cultured in a certain way, if I am empowered in a certain way, I will listen to other people and I will start embracing their beliefs. I will start, you know, thinking and interrogating why they think about certain things. And even if I do not believe or I do not agree with some of the things that people say, I get to respect. And that is one of the fundamental things that we need to start embracing, so that we can start reducing bullying. Because one of the issues that I do agree and I feel that leads to bullying online or leads to stalking is the fact that we start differing from opinions. And you know, everybody really has an opinion. Everybody has something to say. It might differ, it might vary, or it might be the same as other people. So we need to just start having conversations with our children and helping them understand that their identity, their being, their values, their beliefs are theirs. We need to start having conversations with children and helping them understand that who they are is unique, that who they are is beautiful, that they are beautiful, that they are unique, that they are special. Just the way we have fingerprints, everybody has their own different set of fingerprints. That is what makes us different. And when they understand that, they get to know that it is supposed to be that way. So one of the things that I have in collaboration with having the value system is having the discussion of who I am, because I do believe as from an early age, children need to start having their identity so that they can start shaping it and they can start having to know that this is who I am. And when other people are telling me that I look this way, I sound that way, I behave this way, I have an acceptance. And this acceptance is also tailored by the belief systems that I have. Parents need to start affirming their children. guardians need to start affirming their children. Educators have a very, very big role in terms of affirmation, because pre-COVID season, our children would spend quite a number of time in school. And some of the things within their ecosystem is shaped by educators. Even now, as they're learning online, I do believe because they're spending time, there are certain conversations and narratives that are being shaped within the education sector. And we need to be able to affirm our children and helping them understand that I am beautiful, I am unique, I am valued, I am loved. And that is the way it is supposed to be. So that even when they go online and they find there's a friend they're playing Minecraft with, or they're playing Jenga with, and that child is suffering from a low self-esteem, they are able to boost that other child's self-esteem and let them understand that, you know what, you're special, you're loved, you're beautiful, you're unique. But most importantly, that is the way it is supposed to be. When we start having children being peer influencers, we have such a powerful generation that is growing up. But it can only start when we start defining our value systems, when we start defining our belief systems, when we start affirming our children, and when we make our home environments conducive enough for our children to feel that they are ready to thrive. One of the things that I keep telling parents, and I'm not trying to be a preacher here, is that God gave us these children. It is a seed. So you basically like a gardener, and it depends on how you take care of that seed. We all know that for seeds to thrive, it has to have a conducive environment. You have to water your seeds, you have to prune the weeds, you have to do certain things, you have to put fertilizers. And that is the thing. And our role as parents, our role as guardians extends from, you know, the needs. It extends from, you know, food, shelter, clothing. We have to start loving ourselves first so that we can extend love to our children. We have to start believing in ourselves first so that we can start believing in our children. We have to see our own potential for us to see our children's potential. And understanding that we are of different ages and different times, in the sense that our opportunities came wearing different clothes. Theirs are coming wearing different shapes, and they're in different shapes and sizes. They're wearing different clothes. And when we start having these conversations, interrogating ourselves, in the sense that we need to know where we are as human beings and what space we are in as parents and what we are bringing on the table, we start having different conversations. So for me, the conversation about value system, the conversation about belief system has to first come from us as parents, as leaders, as educators, as friends, as neighbors, as society. And then also just understanding, as a parent, who else really has access to my child? And when I get to understand that, I start asking myself, what values do these different players bring on the table? And I'll give you an example. When we start asking about, you know, the ecosystem of your child, we will think about the parent, we'll think about your nuclear family, but there's a house manager who takes care of your children. You know, they're the gardeners, they're the watchmen. And then start extending that to the internet. And when you start looking at the internet, start interrogating the places where your children play around. If they're on social media, what platforms and what kind of group of people are they speaking to? If it's on TV, and like my children like watching Nickelodeon and they have Netflix. So Netflix, in essence, has access to my child because they will get in there to consume content. YouTube has access to my child. The school has access to my child. The church, the society where I live, I mean, the community I live has access to my child. And I need to start interrogating the people who have physical contact, the people who have virtual contact, what are the set of values that they bring that influence my children? Because that is also part of the community and the ecosystem. But you cannot have those discussions if you have not had your family value discussion. And that's where I want us to begin. Let us sit down and interrogate our own values. As a parent, as a guardian, as an educator, what are your values and what behaviors do you believe in? But go a step further and ask yourself, why do I believe in these values? Why are these values very important to me? And then start crafting with your partner or your co-parent in terms of the values that are important for us as a family. And once you have that, have a meeting with your children. It doesn't need to be a very formal meeting, but have a meeting with your children over food, over a walk, over playtime, and start having the values discussion on your house. Interrogate their personal values and their beliefs, and then talk to them about the family values. And then start asking them the places that they spend most time, whom they spend most time with. When they're playing virtual games, are they playing with friends, or are they also inviting strangers, or are they making new friends online? And if they are doing so, what are the kind of conversations they're having? What kind of people are they interacting with? And so that conversation will help your children start understanding that there's a bigger conversation that they need to have, that there is a difference between the physical and the virtual. What happens offline can also happen online. And I keep telling them, if it is not acceptable offline, it should not be acceptable online. Because one of the things that our children also need to start understanding in this digital age is that the internet never forgets. And so for me today, on this podcast, I would just love for parents to start interrogating themselves on their value system. Interrogate your belief system. Check the things that you brought from your childhood. Are they helping you parent positively? Did they bring a negative vibe to your parenting? And what are you supposed to do about it once you have realized that? Once you realize that you have certain beliefs and certain systems and values that are shaping your parenting, interrogate that and start asking if it is helping you or not helping you. And then have a conversation with your children, because they need to know why it is important for them to be grounded in values. Then again, why those values are important, because that is just the kind of conversation I want us to have within ourselves, and then we can extend it to the ecosystem. So thank you so much for being part of this conversation. Thank you so much for taking your 20 or so minutes to listen to Digital Parenting with Evelyn. Until next week, where we shall delve into another discussion, I wish you a very happy parenting week, and God bless you. Thank you.